huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means taking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here. 10 vital business lessons from the virus so far. I've been careful not to put too much virus-related content on my podcast because we're going to get through it and the world is going to go back to some degree normal, although some things have probably changed forever. But I actually think it's vital to get the lessons while you're having them and no point. Well, there is a point looking back, but it's so much better when you're in the moment. So the first thing is, and this is a paradox, but you have to be ready and prepare for what you can't prepare for. Because virtually no one on the planet, other than a few conspiracy theorists and very wise people, prepared or planned for a global pandemic. In fact, an America budget was cut for that. And of course, because it happens, what, every 100 years, it seems? The plague, the Black Death, it's something like, you know, most people don't plan for something that happens once every 100 years. But the important thing is to prepare for what you can't plan and prepare for. Because, you know, recessions, yeah, they come every 15 years, but they always come in a different guise. Because if they were like they were last time, you'd be able to prepare for them and you'd be ready. So you have to have a crisis management plan for the thing you can't plan for. You have to have a plan B, a plan C, a plan D, a plan E, or be able to create that plan really quickly for something that you can't plan for. You have to be ready even when you're not ready. The second thing is you have to be ready and be able to and be lean enough and agile enough to pivot and change your business model at a moment's notice. Because Kodak created digital photography, Blockbuster created video rental, and they didn't survive dramatic changes in market and, you know, human need and trends. So we run 850 training days a year. And so pivoting immediately onto online for us was our big challenge. And it's the last 2 to 3 weeks is the fastest we've worked in the last 15 years. And so there's been some great upside to that. But, you know, I probably should have been a bit more ready. Thankfully, I'd had lots of ideas and lots of courses I'd want to do online. But of course, we were doing so many physical events, which were successful and people like the connection, which they're going to like again, by the way, outside of this, when you've had no human connection for 3 months. So, you know, even despite all this, I think physical events will have a rebirth. But we had to pivot really quickly and change really quickly. We had a wildly successful e-commerce launch just a couple of days ago. And you know, like money now is worth 10 times more, isn't it, if you think about it? Not because of inflation, but because of, you know, a sale is worth a lot more now to a business owner who's maybe finding it harder. So be ready to pivot and change your model at a moment's notice, because if you don't, you're going to get evolved out. Because evolution is almost like revolution now. It's happening quicker than ever. Speed of the internet. Everything is so quick. The third thing is, when you think you know a lot, remember you know nothing at all. You know nothing. I'm Jon Snow. You know nothing, Jon Snow. And I've got 15 years experience in events and marketing. And occasionally I start to think, you know what? I'm doing all right. I've got some experience here. The humbling of Mother Nature. And, you know, the whole reset of the world makes me realize I know nothing. And so your ability to learn fast, your ability to be humble, your ability to become a student again, to assume nothing, to learn everything, to be quick, to be fast, to be hungry, to be open. They are your great skills right now, because sometimes the experience you've had for the last decade counts for nothing. In fact, it hinders you in this challenging time. The fourth thing is you need to get more regular KPIs, more regular data, more regular sales reports. And I'd get event reports 3 times a week, marketing reports 1 a week, revenue reports 1 a week, sales as they came in individually. And I realized I need daily reports now. I should have daily dashboard. Now I've known this, but it's taken a virus to teach me that actually you need to know what's selling every day. Some people want to know what's selling every hour. So, you know, you getting a proper KPI dashboard and knowing what you sell every hour, every day is vital. And we've been doing that now because times are different. And I should have done that before. Slap myself in the face. Wake up, Rob, you idiot. But why did it take a virus?
For years, people have been asking me where I buy my watches. Many of you may know I'm a watch collector, I'm a watch investor, and those as an asset class have done me very well in the last 15 years. I have never shared where I source my watches from or my watch dealer until now. My watch dealer used to be a professional footballer for Manchester United, and he formed a watch brand called Broadwalk. And he sources the higher-end brands like Rolex, Audemars Piguet, Patek Philippe and Richard Mille. I trust him, I've used him for many years, and recently we've done a partnership. Hence, I'm inviting you, if you want to start investing in watches and protect your money from the banks and inflation, to check out Broadwalk. That's Broadwalk. And the website is broadwalkgroup.com. The email is sales@broadwalkgroup.com. And please don't share this, but his number is 07496 878153. Obviously, only message him if you're serious about buying and investing in the higher-end watches. People have been asking me for years, and for the first time ever, you can get access to my watch team.
To teach me that when I already knew it. My laptop's fallen on the floor, my phone's fallen on the floor. Next, then, is... you should fairly regularly check in on all your direct debits, all your expenses, all your outgoings, all your invoices, and all your overheads, fixed and variable. And just check that you're paying in the right areas and you're not overpaying, or you're not paying for things you shouldn't be paying for anymore, or you're not bloated, but you're lean. And of course, when this happened, everyone did that, didn't they? They went and cancelled all their direct debits. You know, and they went and checked all their overheads and they cut costs. But you should be doing that regularly. You should probably be doing that every month. And maybe we didn't do that enough. Now, my business partner, Mark Homer, he's very good at that. But he'd probably admit, you know, he got himself busy in other areas and probably didn't do that as much as he could. So it's taken the biggest disruption ever to UK businesses and maybe global businesses to actually go, do you know what? We should be checking our expenses regularly and make sure we're lean and not bloated. Hi, it's Rob here, interrupting you with something you may not know about me. I was one of the few people on the planet hand-selected by Facebook to pilot their new supporter program. It's a very small premium model where you can get exclusive content and advance notice or discount of new products and services. So this is what I've done for you. Not only can you get best discounts for any training that we might run, not only do you get notified first of any launches we do, we also do supporter meetups, supporter dinners, supporter WhatsApp groups where you have a deeper community. I do supporter only Ask Me Anythings. I do supporter only content and podcasts. We have a community of 2,500 supporters, and I'd love to give you the chance to be one of those. I believe this is the best supporter program in the whole world. Find me a better one, but I don't think you will. So the link is bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. That's bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. I believe the gap between free content and paid content is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. There's a lot of free content out there that's maybe not that good. And for just a few dollars a month, you can get the best content on business, on entrepreneurship, on starting up, on scaling up, on sales, on marketing, on the mindset of being an entrepreneur. So go to bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R right now. The next thing is, in the times of struggle, you get to see loyalty from both sides. So the people who you help, the people who you reach out to, the people who you want to support and who you're there for, you show your loyalty to them. Because in these times, everyone's saying, oh, well, you know who your friends are. I know who's loyal to you. But what about who are you loyal to? So you see loyalty from both sides. You see who's loyal to you. You see who you're loyal to. Hopefully that's your staff, your clients, your suppliers, your contacts, your friends, your partners. But we get a chance to show who we really are, to help people, to show loyalty, to offer extra value. And as such, You really get to see that right now. And it's not just one way on who's loyal to you. The next thing, number seven, is you should always reevaluate your value proposition, your offer, your price elasticity, your fair exchange, you know, the utility and value of your product and service, the relevance of it to the market you're in. And a lot of people don't change for years and years and years and years and years, and they get lazy and complacent. Now, usually a fair market and competition will get that complacency out of you, otherwise you lose to your competitors. But man, the greatest leveler that we've seen in 100 years has done that for us. And now everyone is evaluating their products and services and either putting them online or creating extra value, or how can we help and support and how can we trade through this? And we've got to double or triple or quadruple down on our value. We've gone from monthly masterminding to weekly masterminding. We've put a lot of our courses online that weren't online. We put extra value into our premium online, Facebook supporters for Progressive Property and Rob Moore, and also the Patreon program. I've put 2 to 3 times more content out there. So you should reevaluate and improve your value proposition all the time, every month, not only when there's an apocalypse. The next thing, and I've got a small amount of smugness about this, I will admit, with humility, of course, but I've been saying to my team forever, because it annoys them. We've got to be quicker. We've got to be quicker. We've got to be quicker. Quicker, 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 quicker. And it frustrates them. And they're like, oh, yeah, but you have to do this and you have to do that and you have to wait for this and you have to wait that for that and you have to set this up and you got to let this person know and this person know and this person know and this and that and this and that. And I'm like, no, quicker, quicker, quicker. And honestly, I think it's okay to say they've not really been listening to me. And to a certain degree, I've probably bought into, okay, well, there has to be a meeting, then a meeting, then a meeting, and that's to go down the management levels. And, you know, have to do some testing and all this and all that. And right now, you've got no freaking time for that. You've got to decide fast and act fast. Decide today, act today, implement today. Stop messing around, stop procrastinating, get it done, no excuses. And that's kind of me and who I am. And a few of my team members said to me, Rob, it's like working at Progressive 10 years ago. When you come in all excited about an idea, having been up half the night and have a coffee, and we get that launched that same day or that same week, not that same month or that same year or that same decade. And so the little bit of smugness in me is, well, finally you get it. It's to quicken the dead. And so decision and action and testing and implementation needs to be so much quicker in today's world. It's not evolution anymore. It's revolution. Now, of course, there are caveats to that. Of course, you can't do anything too fast. And, you know, if it's health and safety and regulation, it has to take a certain amount of time to be safe. But quick, you can still be quick. You can be quicker. Number 9, then. Don't wait for a freaking disaster to get resourceful, relentless, committed, focused, passionate, enthusiastic. Don't wait for the next apocalypse for that to happen. You are infinitely resourceful. You are relentless in the passion and the pursuit of your highest values and the thing that you want to do the most, and the mission and the message that you have. You have everything you need within you. The hunger, the desire, the drive, the energy, the passion, the enthusiasm, the ability to take rejection, the resilience, the grit, the determination, the linear focus. You have it all. You have it all. But it's latent within too many people. And it's taken a disaster for many people to wake that up. And then number 10, don't sweat the small stuff. Let's be honest, we all sweat petty things. We all argued over menial. We let the menial trump the meaningful. And right now, so many of the small things don't fucking matter. Arguments and debates and critics and trolls on social media don't fucking matter. What someone says about you doesn't fucking matter. What matters is health, safety, loyalty, keeping your business going, surviving or even thriving, adding extra value, being a person of support, a person of influence. That's what matters now, and really nothing else does. So there are my 10 vital business lessons for the virus so far. I'll have more, by the way. And I wanted to do ones that will supersede and transcend and outlast the virus. We're going to outlast you. Number 1, prepare for what you can't prepare for. You have to. A crisis management plan, a contingency plan, capacity planning, plan B, plan C, plan D. Number 2, be ready to pivot and change your business model at any time, because if you're too bloated and it takes you months to pivot, you're dead. Number 3, when you think you know a lot, you know nothing at all, and Mother Nature has just reminded us of that. Number 4, get daily KPIs, daily data, daily sales reports, daily stats in the good times as well as the bad. Number 5, regularly check your expenses and stay lean and agile, even and as well in the good times as well as the bad. Number 6, in the times of struggle, you see loyalty from both sides. Who you're loyal to and who is loyal to you. Keep those people close. Everyone else maybe doesn't matter so much right now. Number seven, always reevaluate your product, your service, your value proposition, your utility, your relevance, not just when you're forced to through Darwinian times and Mother Nature. Number eight, speed and decisiveness and action is everything right now, but it's been everything for years. It's the quick and the dead, but it's been the quick and the dead for years. It just took a big major catastrophe and apocalypse to really prove that to people. Number nine, don't wait for a disaster or something out of your control to be resourceful and relentless and passionate and enthusiastic and creative. And then number 10, don't sweat the small stuff, because what really matters matters and nothing else does. Don't let the menial get in the way of the meaningful. So if you found this useful, please do share this on your social media. As you know, I'm on the charm offensive to try and give you extra value and support and guidance and commitment to help you believe that you can get through this, to help you not just survive but thrive. I'm trying to give you as much of my energy as I can. I think entrepreneurs need to fight back against the critics that say that no one should be selling anything right now. That's bullshit. If no one sells anything right now, the economy dries up and all the creature comforts that these critics have in their home, they won't be able to have them anymore if the supply chain goes. So you are allowed to trade through this. It is your right. You need to create more value proposition. You need to change your delivery mechanism. You need to rethink your business model. But you are, and you need to market proactively, but sensitively. But you are allowed to, and you should do, unless you choose to have a few months out and take that advantage to meditate and be with your family and stay safe, which is also your right. And if you can afford to do that, then good on you. And if you want to do that, then good on you. I can afford to do that, and I do not want to do that. But that's for another therapy session. So thanks for tuning in. Please share this around. It's important to get this message out there. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.